Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawks Basketball. Now, Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
At McDougal McClendon Gymnasium in Durham, North Carolina, it's time for Maryland Eastern Shore Men's Basketball. This afternoon, the Hawks take on the Eagles of North Carolina Central University. And we've got all the action for you on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you, courtside from Bull City. Beautiful afternoon in Durham, North Carolina. Maryland Eastern Shore trying to spoil senior day here at NC Central. They just had the ceremony for Alex Mills, Pablo Rivas, Raekwon O'Harney, Mario McAllister, and Dominique Reed. They even recognized Logan McIntosh and Najee Fitzgerald, the Hawks seniors. Eastern Shore coming in 6-21. They're 2-10 in the MEAC. Lost 84-56 at Howard on Monday. Down 28 at halftime, and there's really not much more to say on that. The Eagles, meanwhile, are in free fall. The reigning double champions in the MEAC have lost 4 out of 5 since beating the Hawks back on January 22nd. They're coming off of an embarrassing loss to Bethune-Cookman on Monday, 99-81. They trailed by 24 in the first half and were down by as many as 29 in the second half, letting BCU shoot 52%. Eastern Shore and NC Central met back on January 22nd in Princess Anne. Eagles pulling one out towards the end, 63-60 over the Hawks. Eastern Shore has not beaten NC Central since 2009. We'll have much more on that later on. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, starting lineups and the opening tip-off on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hey, Hawk alumni, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming is almost here. Princess Anne comes alive on February the 23rd with the Maryland Eastern Shore Hall of Fame induction ceremony, welcoming Hawk athletic greats to the class of 2018. Afterwards, check out local favorites On the Edge in concert during the Hall of Fame Gala. The night kicks off at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at umestickets.com. University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming, February 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets online at umestickets.com.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Hawks fans, for over a century, Delmarva Power has provided safe, reliable energy to customers throughout the region. That's a powerful connection you can count on from here at the Shore to throughout Maryland and Delaware. To learn more, visit delmarva.com or call 1-800-375-7117. Delmarva Power. Proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Pivot Physical Therapy is the leading provider of physical therapy and sports medicine services in the Mid-Atlantic region with over 270 clinic locations and providing sports medicine services to over 120 youth, scholastic, collegiate, and professional programs. Pivot Physical Therapy is in your backyard with locations in Salisbury, Berlin, Cambridge, Easton, and Seaford. Pivot Physical Therapy and Pivot Sports Medicine is a proud partner of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, providing athletic training and physical therapy care to your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back at the Double Mac, Maryland Eastern Shore getting ready to take on North Carolina Central. It is there, the intro video for the Eagles. Cream of the crop in the MEAC over the past 5 years, but struggling as of late. The Hawks are trying to catch them when they're down. Starting lineups, first for Bobby Collins and the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. Same we saw last time out at Howard. Byron Thomas, 6'8 freshman forward from Cleveland, Ohio, averaging 11.5 points, 8 rebounds a game. Reigning MEAC Rookie of the Week, co-winner with R.J. Cole this past week, Byron Thomas. At 18 points, 11 rebounds against Howard, 21-8 at Bethune-Cookman the game before. Logan McIntosh, 6'3 senior guard from Atlanta, Georgia. 12 points, four assists per game for McIntosh. He had a career-high 26 points last time out against NC Central in January. Colin Gaynor, 6'5 freshman guard from Berlin, Maryland. Parkside High School in Salisbury, 5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Ahmad Frost, 6 foot sophomore guard from Cincinnati, Ohio, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Held scoreless against Howard on Monday night. And Tyler Jones, 6'7 sophomore forward from Atlantic City, New Jersey, 11.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. He had 15 points in the Howard game. As for North Carolina Central, Lavelle Moton putting this crew in motion to start things off. Zachary Douglas, 6'8". Junior forward from Landover, Maryland, from Cal State Northridge, 4 points, 4 rebounds a game. Jordan Perkins, 6'1 freshman guard from Greensboro, North Carolina, 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists per game. He went for 9, 6, and 9 against Eastern Shore back on January 22nd. Reggie Gardner Jr., another freshman, 6'3 guard from Bowie, Maryland, by way of Loomis Chafee School in Connecticut, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game. John Guerra, 6'2 junior guard from Cary, North Carolina, and Navy, 2 points, 1 rebound a game. And the big man up front, 6'9 junior center from Chicago and Kent State, Rayshawn Davis, 16 points, 8 rebounds a game. He will tip with Myron Thomas as we are ready for basketball in Old Bull Durham. Ball's in the air, Myron controls, and we're underway. From McDougal McClendon Gymnasium. Logan McIntosh controls it for Maryland Eastern Shore. Myron Thomas hands off to Gaynor. Near backcourt violation for the Hawks. Lobbed in the left sideline for Myron Thomas. Now Tyler Jones skips it to McIntosh right sideline. Chest pass to Ahmad Frost. Ahmad Frost jabbing in and out at the left post. Now it's up to Gaynor. Frost. Myron Thomas straight away, 6-2, pull-up jumper, left elbow, too strong, rebound long, it's on the floor, Thomas chases it down himself, McIntosh has it for the Hawks, running teardrop, left it just a bit short, Myron's second rebound, he's fouled from behind. They'll get John Guerra for the infraction, that's a two-shot foul, and Myron Thomas headed to the free throw line. Well, Thomas, 4 double-doubles in his last 5 outings, 6 double-doubles on the season. That eclipses Bakari Copeland's total from last year. And one more double-double for Myron Thomas. He'll have as many as Bakari Copeland had in 2 seasons in a Hawk uniform. And first free throw, just a bit strong for Myron Thomas, who's a 64% foul shooter. Eastern Shore dead last in MEAC, 67% as a team from the charity stripe. Second free throw, left it short, and Rayshawn Davis has the carom. No score, first 40 seconds of the basketball game. NC Central moving right to left in this first half, wearing the home smoky gray uniforms with the maroon, sort of italic, thin numbers and letters. This is Perkins who cuts in, pulls up with the right elbow. Yes, Jordan Perkins, southpaw, dumps it in. And NC Central with the opening blow of the ball game. 2-0 Eagles, a minute in. McIntosh for the Shore, floats across court. Gaynor catch and shoot, right wing three. Left it well short. Myron Thomas reaches out, another offensive rebound. Turn around, left-handed hook, halfway down off the backboard. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by Colin Gaynor. The Eagles take over. Slow start for the Hawks. They've missed 4 in a row. Their first 4 shots. Perkins leaps it over the timeline to Douglas. Scary Douglas hands it off to Jordan Perkins. Perkins back to Douglas, right of center on the arc. Hand off to Perkins. Circles up, stops, lobs it inside. Pass deflected, and Ahmad Frost comes down with the steal. Good defense by Frost that time. Now he zigzags in, left to right, kicks it out for McIntosh on the left wing. Chest pass to Byron Thomas, 20-footer straight away. Straight down off the iron. Jordan Perkins hauls it in. In transition moves Reggie Gardner Jr., and Gardner attacking. It's a blocking foul down low against Myron Thomas. And 2 free throws coming up for Reggie Gardner. Hawks in the road maroon uniforms. Reggie Gardner Jr., 75% free throw shooter. He went for 19 points, a game high for the Eagles back on January 22nd in Princess Anne. And the first free throw for Gardner. Lips out. The Hawks have not beaten North Carolina Central since January 21st of 2009, the day after the inauguration of President Obama. It's been a long time, basically an entire presidential administration, since the Hawks have won against the Eagles. Second free throw tickles the twine for Gardner. It's 3-0 NC Central. 2 minutes in. Last win for the Hawks came when the Eagles were transitioning from Division II to Division I. Hawks have not beaten them as a full-fledged Division I school yet. Only team they have yet to beat in the last 10 years. McIntosh flicks it into Jones, left baseline. TJ posting up, bumping booties with Davis, and a skyhook for Tyler Jones up and in. Tyler Jones with the first field goal for the Shore. 3-2, Hawks down, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Eagle basketball. Offense in motion. This is Perkins, who cuts it back out straight away. Three ball, misses strong. It's Douglas. Myron Thomas elevates the board. Here comes McIntosh up the left channel for the Shore. Takes the screen, zigzags in. One-handed pass for Jones, left baseline. He'll go after Davis again. Drops it, stops his dribble. Out to Thomas on the left wing. Myron cutting in the paint, taking it to the rack himself. Missed the shot again. Doesn't get the bounce off the iron. John Guerra in transition. Up and under layup from the left baseline. John Guerra, a fan favorite here in Durham. His first field goal, 5-2 Eagles, 3 minutes in. Jones, right side linebacker to Frost for the Shore. Frost getting instructions from Bobby Collins. Frost to the right wing, eyeing Perkins, cutting in. Cutting out at the free throw line. Now it's down low for Jones, and TJ is pushed on his drive in by Rayshon Davis. First foul against Davis, second foul against the Eagles. Myron Thomas out, Cam Bako checks in. 6'3 freshman guard from Hampton, Virginia. Bako's had a rough MEAC schedule, trying to get back on track when it matters most for the Hawks. McIntosh flicks it into Gaynor behind the arc. Now Frost, nearly stolen by Guerra. Frost juggles to himself, has a right seam, missed the layup. Jones stripped on the second chance points. Frost still comes down with it, and a teardrop floater's in. Broken play, Ahmad Frost fixes it. His first field goal. 5-4, NC Central up. 16 and change the play in the first half. Here's Guerra, left wing for NCCU. Cuts in, floats it out to Perkins in the right corner. Now it's Gardner. Reggie Gardner cuts in, middle of the paint, stripped from behind. It's out of bounds off of Maroon. Frost says that it went off of Gardner instead, but it's staying on Central's end. They'll have 11 to shoot on the inbound. Inbound coming from Perkins, looking, skips it into Davis. Davis adjusts midair, misses it strong, and it's Pablo Rivas there for the putback. Rivas, the senior from Phoenix, Arizona. A little farther away from Tacoma. He's here in Durham. He makes his first shot of the game. 7-4, Eastern Shore down. McIntosh leaves a floater off the front of the rim. Here come the Eagles. Rivas, left baseline again, over Gaynor. Doesn't get the angle. Nice defense by Collin. Tyler Jones hauls it in. Hawk basketball. Looking for an answer here. Logan McIntosh. Low from the Eagles eye midcourt. Gaynor skips it to Frost on the right sideline. Ahmad Frost eyeing down Guerra. Cuts in free throw line. Pull up 17-footer. Yes. Ahmad Frost with the open J. He's got 4. 7-6 NC Central. 15 and change of play in the first half. We'll have our first media timeout at the next whistle. Perkins, chest pass to Gardner, nearly intercepted by Baycoat, who's all over him on defense. Now Rivas straight away to Guerra, dumps it off to the left wing. Now it's inside for Davis. Turnaround jumper over Gaynor, skims the rim too strong. Jones there to elevate for the board. Hawks can lead with the bucket 5 minutes in. Down 7-6. McIntosh dancing around the perimeter, cuts in, hands it off back to Frost, and Frost travels on the left wing. Got a little too excited, thought about the three, instead decided to take it in, skids his wheels. First time out of the first half, 15:02 to play in the first. 7-6 Eagles on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb. web.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy. Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Back in Durham, NC Central leads the Shore 7-6, 15:02 to play in the first half. NC Central and Eastern Shore, two original members of the original incarnation of the MEAC, which was a Division II conference back in the 1970s. More on that story later as Jordan Perkins drives in, lobs it down low for Rivas, counted and the foul. Blink and you miss it. Ball movement from NC Central. Cam Baycoats called with the foul. Oh, it's going to be a long afternoon. The PA guy is going to mispronounce Cam Baycoats' name. He's going to mispronounce Myron Thomas' name. Long day. Long day. It was Dominique Reed who had the bucket for NC Central, but his free throw sails strong. Leandre Thomas the rebound for Maroon. 9-6. Central up. 5 minutes plus into the ballgame. McIntosh from the eagle's eye for the Shore. Now it's Baker. Thought about the catch and shoot deep three. Instead, drops it back to McIntosh. Low, dribbles to the right wing. 10 to shoot. Ahmad Frost, top of the circle. Cuts in at the left elbow. Circles out. 5 to shoot. Stutter step. Baker left corner now. Cam Baker left baseline. Leandre Thomas kicked it out to McIntosh. And that's a shot clock violation. The Hawks didn't get it off. Leandre Thomas had a decent look from the free throw line. Could have pulled the trigger and would have at least salvaged a shot on that possession. Hawks give it away. Jordan Perkins saunters across the logo. Central looking to go up by two possessions. Perkins lobs it to Rivas. Catch and shoot. No, it's a pass down low. This one lifts out from Reed. Left hook from the baseline. Rebound from Myron Thomas. Here comes McIntosh. Stutter step in. Drops it back for Baycoat. Now Frost on the left wing. Back to Baycoat in the left corner. Feeds Leandre Thomas inside. Turn around right-handed hook. Yes. Leandre Thomas from short range. 9-8 Central. 13 and change to play in the first half. Jordan Perkins looking straight to Lavelle Moten for the instructions. Now it's John Guerra on the left wing. His three ball left it off the front of the iron. Elevating for the rebound down low. That's Pablo Rivas. Rivas at 6'6", playing at least half foot taller on that one. 11-8 NC Central, 13:22 to play in the first half. Myron Thomas, catch and shoot, 18-foot left baseline. Short, Guerra hauls it in. And near palm from Perkins. Perkins, the Euro step in, hands it off to Reed. Reed, a couple of pump fakes, kicks into the right corner. Gardner spots up from three, leaves it strong, and Myron Thomas there to snare it. Cam Baycoat left to right, over the timeline. Eastern Shore trying to get back within one. They can tie it with a three. Baycoat staring down Gardner. Baycoat flicks it to McIntosh in the right wing. Low, dumps it off for Frost in the right corner. Inside to Leandre Thomas. Posting up against Reed, he travels. Leandre Thomas taking the extra step before the walk. Substitutions for the Eagles. Raekwon Harney's in for the first time, the senior from Winston-Salem. And Larry McKnight Jr., junior guard from North Miami, Florida. And it's Harney, who's the floor general in this setup for NC Central. Eyeing Cam Baycoat, who's on the left channel, right in front of Bobby Collins. Harney, a couple of stabs in the alley-oop to Rivas. It was behind him, out of bounds. So the botched play on the baseline for NC Central. Hawks catch a break. Leandre Thomas out, Tyler Jones in. Anyway, when the MEAC was originally formed, it was a Division II conference. It reclassified to Division I back in 1980. Several schools decided to stay in Division II, Eastern Shore and NC Central amongst them. The Hawks didn't wait long to rejoin. They rejoined the very next year. Central, meanwhile, waited until about 30 years later to rejoin the MEAC. They reclassified over 09 and 10. Here's Jones, left baseline for the Shore. Spin move around Rivas. Rivas stuffs it right back in his face. Ball's on the floor underneath the basket, and it's a should be a tie-up. And we're still waiting for a signal from the official. And it appears it is a jump ball. Never saw the hands in the air for the officials. Three officials today: Cornell Moe Kincaid, James Larry Foster, and Scott Curley Young. Okay, well, Foster and Young may not have nicknames, but he really is Moe Kincaid. The alternate official, I believe, Shemp today. 12:05 to play in the first half, 11-8 North Carolina Central. One of the officials comes over to have an explanation. Oh, they're going to go to the monitor to see whose ball it should be. I think the question is whether it's either a jump ball or whether somebody was touching it and was over the line. So we'll finish up our story. North Carolina Central stayed in the CIAA in Division II. When the MEAC reclassified, they turned into a Division II national power. National champions back in 1988-89. Lavelle Moten made his bones as his poetry in Moten. He was one of the best players in this school's history, 92-96. Turning them into a Division I powerhouse, at least in the MEAC. They've gone to two NCAA tournaments and one NIT since rejoining the league in the last decade. The Hawks, meanwhile, have lost 12 straight at the hands of North Carolina Central. Eagles lead the all-time series 20-13. And the last time the Hawks beat the Eagles, when they were full-fledged members of the MEAC, no transition happening, 1979-1980 season. So a historic win it would be if the Hawks were to pull this one out. Came close to doing it in Princess Anne last month. Not to be, though. It was Central basketball. Ahmad Frost with a steal in the backcourt, and his scoop layup's up and in. Frost picks the pocket of Raekwon Harney, who got tangled up like a pretzel. And the Hawks are back within one, 11-10, Shore down, 11:40 to play in the first half. Eagle basketball. Here's Harney on the right channel. Harney, chest pass left sideline. It goes back to Harney. Now it's around the horn to Larry McKnight. Harney pumps it to the left wing for Perkins. Thought about pulling up from three, instead he drives left baseline. Shot off the front of the iron, and Larry McKnight Jr. is able to wrestle it away in the scrum and lay it back up and in. 13-10, NC Central, 11:14 to play in the opening session. Ahmad Frost zigzagging in for Maryland Eastern Shore. Now it's back to Baycoat. Takes his instructions from his head coach. Baycoat to the right wing. Tries to skip it in for Jones. Instead of chest pass to Myron Thomas straight away. Seven to shoot. Myron inside feed for Jones. And it's Pablo Rivas who stands above straight. Baycoat with a steal. Blocked by Rivas off the backboard. And here comes North Carolina Central. McKnight in the left corner had an open look for three. Instead, plays it out. They'll skip it in right baseline to Rivas. Back out to Reed. Reed drives in right side and one. Reed leans forward, gets the bump from Tyler Jones, and he's got a chance for a three-point play when we come back. 10:38 to play in the first half. Your score, NC Central 15, Eastern Shore 10 on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hawks fans, improving reliability with new technology and upgrades is only part of Delmarva Power's commitment to customers. They're also helping customers save money and energy with tips, tools, and programs that can help everyone reduce monthly bills. Just visit delmarva.com/everyonesaves for more. That's delmarva.com/everyonesaves. Delmarva Power, proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Pivot Physical Therapy is the leading provider of physical therapy and sports medicine services in the Mid-Atlantic region, with over 270 clinic locations and providing sports medicine services to over 120 youth, scholastic, collegiate, and professional programs. Pivot Physical Therapy is in your backyard, with locations in Salisbury, Berlin, Cambridge, Easton, and Seaford. Pivot Physical Therapy and Pivot Sports Medicine is a proud partner of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, providing athletic training and physical therapy care to your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back in McDougald McClendon Gymnasium, Will DeBoer with you on the Shore Sports Network. Maryland Eastern Shore trailing North Carolina Central 15-10 with 10:38 to play in the first half. Well, Lavelle Moten's been the cream of the crop coaching-wise in the past 5 years in the MEAC, and probably also claims the undisputed title of sharpest dresser amongst the head coaches in the league. And he's got a smart gray suit on right now with a light pink tie and a pocket square. And if they had a coach fashion show, Lavelle would almost certainly be winner year after year after year. Free throw is in for Reggie Gardner Jr. Completes a three-point play. 16-10 NCCU. 10.5 to play before halftime. Logan McIntosh dancing around the backcourt for Eastern Shore. Hand off to Colin Gaynor. Gaynor top of the circle. Lateral back to Frost. Frost behind the back dribble. Left side of the paint. Might have gotten blocked on the way up by Harney. And Harney is not able to control it out of bounds. Hawk basketball and the clock resets. McIntosh pounds the rock. Floats it up from Myron Thomas to the right elbow. Myron dribbles to the left side. Pull-up jumper rattles in and out. Another rough first half for Myron Thomas, who's 0 for 6 from the floor. NC Central going the other way. It's Harney. Finds Rivas in the left wing. Inside for Reed. Dominic Reed back out to Rivas. Catch and shoot three. Off the iron strong. Scrum for the board. Gaynor comes down with it. And throws it right behind Ahmad Frost and out of bounds. Unforced error from Eastern Shore behind their timeline, and North Carolina Central takes over. Dominic Reed out after some significant minutes, and Rashawn Davis back in. Davis, ninth in the league in scoring, fourth in rebounding. Shoots nearly 70% from the floor. That's tops in the MEAC, as you would imagine. Harney straight away for Smokey Gray. They'll fling it down low for Davis. Davis loses it on the way up, gets it back, and jousts with Tyler Jones from the left side, gets the bucket and the jousting title. And for Tyler Jones, that's foul number two, so he'll have to come out for probably the rest of this first half. DeAndre Thomas back in. Davis with a chance for a three-point play. Davis, originally a Kent State Golden Flash. He chose there over Wichita State, Cincinnati, the College of Charleston, Mercer, Florida Gulf Coast, and Southeast Missouri State. Eventually made his way to North Carolina Central, and he makes his free throw. 19-10. Eagles up, 9:36 to play before halftime. Colin Gaynor, left corner for the Shore. Behind the back pass for Myron Thomas. Thomas, the hoop and the harm from the middle of the paint. Finally falls for Myron, his seventh shot, his first field goal. This one the most difficult as he's fouled. I believe McKnight picks up the foul. And now Thomas with a chance for three the old-fashioned way. Myron again, the reigning co-rookie of the week in the MEAC. It was the first weekly honor for any Hawk since January of last year. End of January, both Bakari Copeland and Derek Opeck getting player of the week, defensive player of the week, respectively. Free throw tickles the twine for Myron. Nothing but net. 19-13 NC Central. Coming up on nine and change to play before halftime. Here's Harney from the Eagles logo midcourt for Central. Chest pass to Gardner. He's left over on the right wing. Gives up the shot. And instead, they'll work it down low to Rivas just inside the paint. Bunny hop jumper. Bang. 21-13 Central. 9:09 to play in the first half. Here's Frost jogging into the front court for the Shore. Met by McKnight in the Eagles' eye. Frost Tiptoeing around the backcourt. Feeds Myron Thomas left elbow. Cuts in. Jumper 10 foot. Pushed it strong. And it's Rivas there to snare it. Here comes Harney gliding up the right channel. Drop back for Rivas. Straight away for three. Too strong. And elevating the rebound, Gardner. A fresh 30 for the home side. Crowd's not particularly into it in this first half, despite the central lead. Rivas straight away. Laterals back to Gardner. Gardner dancing around with Frost at the perimeter. They'll find McKnight on the right wing. His three ball skims the rim. McIntosh elevates for the rebound. Here's Lowe, lowering his head into the front court for Eastern Shore. Now pumps the brakes. McIntosh, top of the circle, crossover dribble, works his way in at the free throw line, and they'll call him for the palm ball. McIntosh, no points, no rebounds so far in this game. It's been a rough couple of weeks for McIntosh. Did not have a great weekend in Daytona Beach or Washington last week. Eagle basketball. Rivas flicks it to Larry McKnight. McKnight left of center. Guarded by Frost. Dumps it off for Gardner on the left wing. Gardner out to Rivas. Left wing catch and shoot three. Well short. And McKnight's there to chase down the long rebound. Clock resets. And Central will get another crack at it. McKnight on the right wing, back out to Harney, around the horn to Gardner. Harney now right of center, screen set by Rivas, chest pass left wing for Gardner. Gardner fakes in, skips it into Rivas, and it's inside for Rayshon Davis. Davis came up and caught the ball, fell down hard. You can still feel the vibrations from that. And we'll get a foul called against Leandre Thomas for basically tackling Rayshon Davis, and that brings us into a timeout. 7:28 to play in the first half. Your score, NC Central 21, Eastern Shore 13 on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Calling Hawk alumni! The University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming is this month. February the 23rd, the Hall of Fame Gala and Concert kick off at 6 p.m. with a reception, followed by dinner. The induction ceremony will be hosted by NFL Hall of Famer Art Shell. The celebration continues with a Hall of Fame concert featuring local favorite On the Edge. Get your tickets now at umestickets.com. UMES Homecoming and Hall of Fame Gala February 23rd. Tickets on sale at umestickets.com.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
The flagship station for Maryland Eastern Shore basketball is WTGM Salisbury, Delmarva's Fox Sports 960.
Back in the triangle, 21-13, North Carolina Central leading Maryland Eastern Shore, 21-13, 7:28 to play in the first half. As you might have just heard from the crowd, Mike, it's Eagle basketball on the baseline. Jordan Perkins to inbound, swoops into John Guerra. Guerra's back into the game, and he hands it off to Jordan Perkins. Perkins, Guerra, Rayshon Davis, Rivas, and Gardner on the floor for Gray as John Guerra slices in on the right baseline, and he's bumped on the way up, middle of the cylinder. They'll get Leandre Thomas for his second foul. John Guerra to the line. Transfer from the Naval Academy in Annapolis, and a certain kind of fool who will run something called an ultra marathon. 100 miles of continuous running as his first free throw's in. That's 30 consecutive hours of continuous running. John Guerra has done it. I don't know whether to be impressed or concerned. My goodness. Guerra, superstar at the Carey Academy in North Carolina, as the second free throw tickles the twine. Eventually, he comes back closer to home. former naval man and a man who's run an ultramarathon. Translation, John Guerra is more physically fit than you. 23-13, Hawks down, 7 and change to play before halftime. Gaynor straight away for the Shore, hands off to Logan McIntosh, thought about stepping back from three instead, closing fast on defense Perkins. Screen set Leandre Thomas, chest pass deflected, intercepted to Reggie Gardner, one-on-one with McIntosh. Gardner steps around him, left side, easy layup. 25-13, crowd starting to get into it. It's a 12-point Hawk deficit, 6 and change to play before halftime. Sean Hodge is fresh into the game, underneath the left baseline, floats it out, and John Guerra's long arms get a hand on it. Jordan Perkins in transition, might have carried, no call, and an offensive foul. Leandre Thomas got back just outside the cylinder. Now get Jordan Perkins, his first foul. Could not pump the brakes. Myron Thomas a check back in for Eastern Shore. Leandre Thomas comes out. Eagles have lost 4 out of 5 since beating the Hawks in January. Their only win at that time coming against hapless Delaware State, who's still got a big old goose egg in the wins column in MEAC play. Hogs jumps it over the timeline to Baycoat, and now McIntosh. Gaynor and Myron Thomas, the other two on the floor for Maroon. McIntosh left sideline. Myron sets the screen, said low, takes it to the left baseline, loses the handle. It's off of Davis, though, and out of bounds. In the meantime, the Eagles, double-digit losses to Hampton at home and to BCU on the road. Both of those, the nationally televised ESPNU games that the MEAC does every week. They'll have another one in this building on Monday when Howard comes to town. 6 to shoot for the Hawks. It's Ahmad Frost who pulls up over John Guerra. 4-3. Frost contested from long range. It's single-digit game again. 25-16 NC Central. Under 6 to play in the first half. Perkins to the right sideline for Central. Flicks it to Gardner straight away. Gardner on the perimeter. Drops it back for Rivas. Rivas feeds down low for Davis. Turnaround hook shot. Salts the rim halfway down and lips out. Out of bounds, staying, or no, it's going to Maryland Eastern Shore. Tough luck for Davis as the Bernoulli's principal came back to hurt him that time. Somebody was blowing on the rim from above. Ahmad Frost facing a trap, floats it to McIntosh left sideline. Now Lowe's got it in the backcourt. McIntosh dribbling right side perimeter, skips it in for Frost. Turnaround 17-footer baseline, it's an air ball. Gaynor saves the rebound and hooks it back for Baycoat. Clock doesn't reset. The Hawks have 6 to shoot. Baycoat stepping away from Guerra, bangs it off the front of the iron. Back of the iron, that is, and Rivas with the rebound. Right to left moves NC Central. Perkins stepping in. He palms the ball on the right baseline. A giveaway. And a turnover for the Eagles.
Dominique Reed in the lineup for the Eagles.
Dominique Reed in as Rashawn Davis gets a break. The one weakness for the Eagles, they do not do well in terms of turnover margin. Second to last in the league. They force 15 a game, or they give it up 15 times a game, only force 12. McIntosh, teardrop, middle of the paint, floats on in. Logan McIntosh with his favorite bucket. First make for Mac. 25-18, Hawks back within 7, under 5 to play before halftime. Eastern Shore trying to seize some momentum. Here's Perkins on the right channel for the Eagles. Perkins, left of center, now stops his dribble, bounces it to Guerra. Guerra steps in at the right baseline, and his float shot off the backboard, too strong. Myron Thomas the board. McIntosh, 1-on-3, and his pass to Gaynor, blocked straight up by Reed. Central gets back on defense. Now they'll try and make it a transition bucket. Gardner, left corner, 3. Leaves it short. Rivas, their offensive rebound off the glass and good. Pablo Rivas. Second chance points helping the Eagles. 27-18. 27-18 Central. 4 and change to play before halftime. Byron Thomas left elbow for Eastern Shore. Drops back for Frost. Catch and shoot left wing 3. Bang! Ahmad Frost having himself a first half. That's 12. 27-21. Hawks down. 3:52 to play in the first. Jordan Perkins pumps it up to Guerra, left sideline for the Eagles. Cuts in, skips it back out, and we'll get an offensive foul, a push-off against Guerra. Hawks have a chance to get within four on the next possession when we come back. 3:44 to play in the first half. North Carolina Central leads 27-21 on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
I'm Jill Powell. Each day I'll bring you the latest from the floor of the Maryland General Assembly. I'll speak with the newsmakers and feature the sound that is shaping the future of Maryland. Be sure to catch the Maryland Capitol Report at any time at MarylandNewsNetwork.net.
Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics and Victory Sports have partnered to debut Battle at the Shore, an alumni basketball classic where Hawk alumni will hoop it up one more time. This inaugural event was created by alums Ted McIntosh, class of 2004, and basketball legend Bram Reynolds, class of 2000. Any alumni are encouraged to form teams and compete for the championship trophy. The event will take place in the William P. Heitch Athletic Center starting at noon on February 23rd. For more information, visit UMES at victorysportsnj.com and contact Ted for information about registration and sponsorship opportunities. All participants will receive a free gift and discounts on Hall of Fame tickets.
Back in Durham, 27-21. Eastern Shore trailing North Carolina Central, 3:44 to play in the first half. Now it's McDougal McClendon Gymnasium, opened in 1950. Named in part for John McClendon, former head coach of North Carolina College. That's what they were before they incorporated, became a university. Part of the first ever fully integrated college basketball game, the Secret Game, against Duke Medical back in 1944. Done in secret because they would have gotten arrested if the police had known about it. It was illegal to do so, but they pulled it off anyway and took a step towards a fully integrated college basketball. Props to John McClendon and to the entire Central program. Eastern Shore basketball. They'll find Baycott on the right wing. His three ball just a touch strong and ricochets out of bounds. It's headed the Central direction. Eastern Shore in the middle of its last road trip of the regular season. They'll close out the road slate Monday night at North Carolina A&T. Trying to take a win there. Get the three wins on the MEAC schedule. This is McKnight. Takes the pinballing around the perimeter, and he feeds down low Reed. Reed misses everything on the layup left side. Frost comes down with the board. Ahmad Frost jogging in. Now stops top of the circle. Flicks it back for Baycott on the right wing. And Cam will reset. Under three to play before halftime. Hawks within six, trying to cut it to 4-3 here. Baycott, 10 to shoot, finds Najee Fitzgerald, who drives in. He's stripped by Jordan Perkins. Perkins taking on two defenders. Bounces it for John Guerra, and Guerra, right hand, left side layup. High-flying transition for the Eagles. 29-21 Central. 2.5 to play before halftime. Ahmad Frost controlling the offense for Maroon. Skips it to Myron Thomas, left elbow. Backdoor cut to McIntosh underneath the basket, and he's harmed on the way up. Hogan McIntosh drawing the contact. I'll get Pablo Rivas for the foul. It's number one on him. Sixth foul against the Eagles, just six against Eastern Shore as well. A relatively clean first half, foul-wise. But all concentrated for the Hawks as Leandre Thompson, Tyler Jones each have two. First free throws in for Logan McIntosh. Colin Gaynor checks in. Najee Fitzgerald out. Well, Logan McIntosh right before the game, as our SID Sean Yock was able to point out, sort of a Golden State Warrior approach. He had the clipboard and was sort of drawing up plays himself. Players coaching themselves. It seems to be a trend. McIntosh with both free throws, and the Hawks back within six. 29-23 Central up. 2:09 to play in the first session. Perkins has it in the backcourt for the Eagles. Finds Guerra on the left wing. Back out to Perkins. Flings it into Rivas. Catch and shoot. Free throw line. Bang. Pablo Rivas. Having himself a day. 12 points off the bench. Took a 10 points off the bench for Rivas. 31-23 Central. Under two to play before halftime. Frost top of the circle for the Hawks. Baycott back out to Frost. Frost finds Baycott again. Left corner, catch and shoot three. Got it. Cam Baycott from long range. Guerra closing fast. 31-26 Central up, and they give it away as Larry McKnight had passed too long for him. Cameron Baycote with his first three-pointer of the game moments ago. He's got it again on the right wing for the Shore. Baycote staring down John Garrett. Chest pass to McIntosh straight away. Low, cutting in, finds Myron Thomas, and Thomas body checked from behind by Dominique Reed. Thomas had the instep on the leading pass for McIntosh. Seventh foul against the Eagles, so free throws no matter what for Myron Thomas. Might have been fouled in the act of shooting. He was, so he's got two fouls, shots coming up now. Foul against Reed was his first. Deep breath from Myron Thomas, first shot up. Good arc, good result. Rashawn Davis and Reggie Gardner back in for NCCU. 1:14 to play before halftime, and if Byron makes this free throw, it's a one-possession game again. Hawks have trailed for just about all this game. Second shot rolls on in. 31-28. Hawks back within three. Najee Fitzgerald in for defense. 1:14 to play before halftime. Hawks have been down by as many as 12 in this one. They've whittled it back to three. Central looking for some space, some breathing room. Here's Perkins dancing around the perimeter. Threads it down low for McKnight. Double team right baseline. He floats it out to the free throw line. Alley-oop down low for Davis. Davis flicks it in. Davis on the feed from Perkins. 33-28 NC Central. 50 seconds to play before halftime. McIntosh dribbles to the right sideline, calls timeout. They'll talk this one over with 44.8 seconds remaining before halftime. 5-point NC Central lead. Mod Frost having himself a fine first half. 12 points, leads all scorers. Pablo Rivas, top performer for the Eagles. 10 points and 6 rebounds. Jordan Perkins already with 5 assists. And talk about your eagle eyes, Perkins has them. In MEAC play, he's averaging 5.5 assists per contest. Went for a double-double against Bethune-Cookman on Monday night. 17 points and 10 assists. Also had 5 rebounds to boot. NC Central not quite as dominant as they've been in the past. Still a dangerous team, though, and they've got talent all over their roster. Frost inbound for the Hawks into Myron Thomas, who hands it off back to Frost. A model reset the half-court offense right here. Lateral back to Baycote, now McIntosh, and Frost, the wheels in motion. Frost in the left channel with 10 to shoot. Ahmad fakes into the left corner, back for Gaynor, miscommunication, it's out of bounds. And NC Central takes over. Shot clock is dead, 28.6 seconds before the break. And Lavelle Moten's crew will call a timeout and draw up a play for the last look of the half. NC Central welcomes Howard 2 days from now, the high-scoring duo of R.J. Cole and Charles Williams. Next weekend, they'll close at South Carolina State and Savannah State, road at least. They'll close on the road. Their final regular season games at home, March 1st, a Thursday, against North Carolina A&T. The Eagles defending regular season as well as tournament champions in the MEAC. They'd have to run the table and hope for some help from everybody else. North Carolina Central 6-5 in the MEAC right now. That's 6th in the league. 4 games back of first place Savannah State. And then 2 games back of second place and another game and a half back of fourth. Shot clock is dead, so Perkins will walk it out. McIntosh there to keep him honest. Sort of standing there and dribbling out. This is what happens when they play basketball in the Wax Figurine Museum. Not a lot of movement. Perkins on the right channel with 7 seconds left. Perkins, screen coming from Degas. Perkins takes the free throw line. Euro step in, and he carries the basketball. Perkins gives it away, and Central doesn't even get up a shot. Dominic Reed in for defense. Hawks will have 4.5 to get up a shot. They'll have a good look. Halftime of the women's game, CeCe Byram banked in a three from the left wing. Can the Hawks make lightning strike twice? Ahmad Frost over the timeline, two to shoot, and the Hawks run into each other. Desperation three from Frosty, nearly banks it in, off the backboard, off the front of the iron, and out, and that's halftime. Hawks only down five after a sort of engine stalling first half for both sides. North Carolina Central carrying a 33-28 lead into the break. We'll step aside, come back with halftime analysis, stats, and statistics. Those are the same thing. So ignore that. We'll do one of them and have scores from around the MEAC. Again, your halftime score, 33-28, North Carolina Central leading Maryland Eastern Shore on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya.
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
We welcome you inside the Hawk Halftime Show, courtside at McDougal-McClendon Gymnasium in Durham, North Carolina, where after 20 minutes of action, Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks trail the NC Central Eagles 33-28. Hold aboard with you on the Shore Sports Network, and let's get right down to brass tacks. Hawks shooting 10 of 28 in the first half. That's 36%. Not too shabby. 3 of 5 from long range and 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. North Carolina Central putting it in at a 45% clip. 14 of 31 from long range. But the Eagles, big old goose egg from 3. 0 of 8 from long range in the first half. And this for a team that shoots about 36% from deep regularly. And the Eagles 5 of 7 from free throw line. Leading scorer for the Hawks is Ahmad Frost. He has a game-high 12 points through 20 minutes of action. 5 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc. Ahmad Frost also 2 assists and 2 steals in 19 minutes in the first half. Other scorers for the Hawks, Myron Thomas has 5, 1 of 8 shooting, but by volume able to put in 5 points. He got 7 rebounds as well, as he is halfway to another double-double. 4 points for Logan McIntosh, 3 for Cam Baycoat, 2 for Tyler Jones and Leandre Thomas each, and then Colin Gaynor, Najee Fitzgerald, and Sean Hoggs are scoreless. For NC Central, 10 off the bench for Pablo Rivas. team's second leading scorer, who often is the sixth man for Lavelle Moton with 10 points, 5 of 9 shooting. He's got 6 rebounds as well and 3 blocks. All 3 of the blocks in the game for either side along to Paolo Rivas. 6 points for John Guerra, 5 for Rashawn Davis, who's just 2 of 6 from the floor, a 70% shooter, unable to get it done in the first half. Other scores for Central, 5 for Dominique Reed off the bench, 3 for Reggie Gardner Jr., a deuce for Larry McKnight, and Zachary Douglas and Raquan Harney scoreless for 20 minutes of action. Rebounding-wise, the Eagles with a 20-17 slim advantage, 7-6 on the offensive end. Fouls, 6 for the Hawks in the first half, 2 each for Tyler Jones and Leandre Thomas as the inside presence suffering due to the foul trouble. For the Eagles, 17 fouls, 2 for John Guerra, nobody else with more than 1. Assists, 7-4 for NC Central, 5 alone for Reggie Gardner, but he's got 5 turnovers to cancel him out. Hawks with 10 giveaways in the first half and 9 for NC Central. Blocks, 3-0 for Rivas and Central, and steals, 4-3 for the Eagles. Points in the paint, all NCCU, 22-10. Points off turnovers, 11-9 Eagles. Second chance points, 13-2 for Central. Central leads fast break points, 6-2, and bench points, 17-5 also the Eagles. No ties, no lead changes. The Eagles have led wire to wire, stretched it out to as many as 12 with 7 to go in the first half. Hawks whittled it back to 3. They trail by 5 through 20 minutes of action, 33-28. Well, if you're Bobby Collins in the locker room drawing up what to do here, hope that Ahmad Frost stays hot. Find a way to work inside without getting overly aggressive and flailing around and seeing your bigs pick up a third foul. Tyler Jones will presumably come out of the locker room on the floor for the Shore, but he'll have to be cautious on the defensive end, do what he can on the offensive end without flailing around his arms. He'll have to keep him nice and tight. If you're NC Central, you got to get Rashawn Davis working down low. He had just 5 points in that first half. Look for the bench player who's going to give you the spark as well. First half, it was Pablo Rivas. Could be Dominique Reed in the second half. Maryland Eastern Shore, they've also got to get history off of their mind. The history, of course, the fact that the Hawks have not beaten the Eagles in almost 10 years. It was January 21st of 2009, the last time the Hawks were able to beat North Carolina Central. They've never been able to beat them as a full-fledged Division I team. Catching them at the right time, of course, as the Eagles have lost 4 out of 5. Now, Hawks are just 2-10 in MEAC play, trying to come in, steal a shocker. Crowd's not overwhelmingly loud either. Hawks maybe he'll pull this one out. A couple of quick buckets out of the locker room, and anything is possible. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll see what else is happening in the MEAC. And get you ready for second half action from Durham. Halftime score again, North Carolina Central 33, Maryland Eastern Shore 28 on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hey, Hawk alumni, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming is almost here. Princess Anne comes alive on February the 23rd with the Maryland Eastern Shore Hall of Fame induction ceremony, welcoming Hawk athletic greats to the class of 2018. Afterwards, check out local favorites On the Edge in concert during the Hall of Fame Gala. The night kicks off at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at umestickets.com. University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming, February 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets online at umestickets.com.
Hawks fans, improving reliability with new technology and upgrades is only part of Delmarva Power's commitment to customers. They're also helping customers save money and energy with tips, tools, and programs that can help everyone reduce monthly bills. Just visit delmarva.com/everyone saves for more. That's delmarva.com/everyone saves. Delmarva Power, proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Pivot Physical Therapy is the leading provider of physical therapy and sports medicine services in the Mid-Atlantic region, with over 270 clinic locations and providing sports medicine services to over 120 youth, scholastic, collegiate, and professional programs. Pivot Physical Therapy is in your backyard, with locations in Salisbury, Berlin, Cambridge, Easton, and Seaford. Pivot Physical Therapy and Pivot Sports Medicine is a proud partner of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, providing athletic training and physical therapy care to your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back on the Hawk Halftime Show, Maryland Eastern Shore trailing North Carolina Central 33-28 after 20 minutes of action. Around the MEAC, just about halftime from Coppin State, the Eagles leading Bethune-Cookman 43-40. Coppin State, the surprise of the MEAC so far, 5-7 under first-year head coach Juan Dixon. Can this be the day for Delaware State? The Hornets, 0-11 in conference play, lead Florida A&M 49-45, 8-10 to play in Dover. Halftime from Greensboro, North Carolina A&T leads Howard 36-26. We're visiting the Aggies on Monday night. And then later on tonight up in Tidewater, Hampton's hosting South Carolina State. Norfolk State's got Savannah State in town, a game they will have big-time meaning across the top of the MEAC standings. Savannah State holds a two-game lead over second-place A&T and Bethune-Cookman. Norfolk State, three games back at 7-4. This is basically the last gasp for the Spartans. If they win this, they keep themselves alive in the MEAC standings, and they'd have a tiebreaker if they were finished tied against Savannah State. But the Tigers, their penultimate season in the MEAC, as they're going back to Division II after the 2018-19 campaign, trying to make off like thieves with a MEAC regular season crown. We'll take one last break when we come back. Second half action. The Hawks down 5, trying to make up the deficit over the final 20 here on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
You are cordially invited to attend an athletically formal event. The Office of Athletics will honor the 2018 Hall of Fame inductees at Bow Ties and Tennis Shoes. The event will be held on Friday, February 23rd, in the Student Services Center Ballroom. The reception starts at 6 p.m., dinner and recognition at 7 p.m., followed by dancing with On the Edge at 9 p.m. Come and see some of your favorite Hall of Famers like Art Shell, Emerson Boozer, Billy Thompson, and more. Costs range from per person to a table of 10. Tickets for just the On the Edge performance are also available. For more information, contact the Department of Athletics at 410-651-6499 or visit umes.edu/homecoming.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
I'm Jill Powell. Each day I'll bring you the latest from the floor of the Maryland General Assembly. I'll speak with the newsmakers and feature the sound that is shaping the future of Maryland. Be sure to catch the Maryland Capitol Report at any time at MarylandNewsNetwork.net.
Take Hawks basketball with you anywhere. Get the SFM Go app in the Google Play or iTunes store. and stream on SFM Sports Channel 2.
Back in McDougal, McClendon. Second half action coming up. Eastern Shore trailing NC Central 33-28. Top 25 scores across college basketball as topsy-turvy year might get turned on its head again. Number 10, Auburn, trailing at South Carolina, 64-59 with 6:31 to go. 21st-ranked Texas A&M down 58-43 at Arkansas. And the big matchup in Xavier, 4th-ranked Musketeers trailing 3rd-ranked Villanova, 51-37 at the break. The big start from earlier this afternoon, Northwestern led number 2 Michigan State 49-27 at halftime. The Wildcats laid every kind of egg in the second half, scoring just 11 points. The Spartans with a massive 27-point comeback to win 65-60. And meanwhile, up in the western part of Michigan, congratulations to Hope College, the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch, both co-champions of the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association. The Hope men defeating Albion 85-77 earlier today to share a league crown with Olivet. The Hope women with a victory over Olivet to share a league crown with Trine University. MIAA Championship Tournament coming up next weekend. The Hope men, their 40th MIAA League Championship. Hawk basketball as we begin the second half. Hawk basketball. Frost takes the inbound from McIntosh and Lowe brings it over the timeline. Gaynor, Byron Thomas, and Jones on the floor. Starters for the Hawks. TJ with the two fouls has it right at center for the shore. Hands it off to Frost. Pivots around. Finds Jones right wing. Back to Frost. Pump fakes to the left corner. Frost retreats. Behind a shoot. Ahmad jogging in. Jabs in and out. Out to Gaynor, right wing catch and shoot three. It's an air ball. Frost trying to save an inbounds. It's right into the hands of Perkins. And now it's Rashawn Davis. Davis reaching foul against Colin Gaynor. Would have been a dunk for Davis if he has the breakaway. So good foul from Gaynor that time to force Davis to shoot free throws. 62% foul shooter is Rashawn. Rashawn Davis. Went to Paulding County High School in Chicago. 1,000K points and rebounds. He was an honorable mention All-State as a senior. Accepted a scholarship to Kent State. It was a Golden Flash a couple of years ago, but he leaves his first free throw sitting on the iron. Davis, 2 years ago for the Golden Flashes, 8 minutes a game, 2 points, two rebounds. The year before that, 1.1 rebound a game. The second free throw rattles out. Jones gets it off of the ricochet, and the Hawks turns out to be a good foul. Eagles come up empty, still 33-28. Eastern Shore trying to get back within one possession. This is Jones on the left channel. Jones challenging Davis instead. Pumps the brakes. Flicks it off for Frost in the left wing, 10 to shoot. Ahmad Frost with Guerra on him like butter on toast. Screen set by Myron Thomas, now 5 to shoot. Frost still has it. Frost, left baseline, up and under, layup sits on the rim. Colin Gaynor elevates for the rebound. His put back didn't get the angle. It's off of the backboard, off the rim, into the hands of Zachary Douglas. And they'll ding Myron Thomas for a foul. Second foul against Thomas. Cam Baycote in, Colin Gaynor out. And North Carolina Central walks it up. This is Jordan Perkins, left to right across the Big Eagle. Hawks moving right to left in the second half. Perkins right wing, Guerra thought about the pop from the free throw line instead. Chest pass out to Reggie Gardner, left wing for three. Well short, Frost on the bounce with the rebound. Ahmad Frost stutter steps around Guerra, teardrop, middle of the paint, yes. Ahmad Frost from the middle of the lane. And the Hawks are back within one possession, 33-30. NC Central up, a minute and a half into the second half. Gardner for the Eagles cuts in just inside the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, good. Reggie Gardner. Mid-range jumper game strong for him today. 35-30, NC Central, 2 minutes and a half, number two. McIntosh hands up to Frost straight away for the shore. Now Baycote, Byron Thomas, left corner for three. Just a bit short, and Perkins hauls it in. In transition, skips it up for Gardner. Gardner stepping around Baycote. Teardrop falls long, but it's Douglas. Goes there for the tip back left side. Zachary Douglas makes it a touchdowns lead for NC Central. 37-30. Eagles up 17 and change to play in the ball game. Mako dancing around defenders inside. He's blocked by Davis middle of the paint. Two on two for the Eagles. Stutter step by Perkins. Right side layup in. The lead is 9. A quick 6-0 spurt for the Eagles. 39-30. Ahmad Frost calls timeout. This will be our first break of the second half as Bobby Collins' crew having to reset. 17-22 to play in the second half. NC Central up 39-30 on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-513-4444. That's 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back in Durham, 39-30. NC Central up 17-22 to play in the second half. Hawk basketball. Last time Eastern Shore was in North Carolina was early January of 2017. They ran into that big blizzard. They were supposed to play a Saturday game against the Eagles. That got postponed, so they spent two extra days in the Tar Heel State. One at North Carolina A&T before falling on a rare Wednesday to the Eagles. On basketball, this is Baker on the right channel. Now McIntosh lobs it down low for Jones. Right baseline with five to shoot. Jones stood up straight by Douglas, but TJ able to muscle in and get the roll off the rim. Tyler Jones working his way down low. He's got 4 points. 39-32, Central up, under 17 to play. Double team on the left wing, and they find Douglas straight away. His three ball rolls on in for the Eagles. Zachary Douglas usually spots up once a game from three and buries it. 42-32, double digits again for the Eagles, 16 and a half to play. Sean Hoggs dancing left sideline for the Hawks, back out to Baycoat. Big coat, pick and roll in with Jones. Jones, middle of the lane, missed the hard layup strong, and Leandre Thomas there for the offensive rebound. Thomas fouled after he got his hands on the ball. Zachary Douglas, his first foul. First team foul against Smokey Gray in this second half, and it puts Leandre Thomas at the free throw line. 56% foul shooter, and he buries his first. Frost checking back in for the Hawks. Hogs out. Leandre Thomas, freshman from St. Petersburg, Florida. His personal motto comes from the Marianne Williamson work, Our Deepest Fear. No pressure, no diamonds. And Leandre Thomas doesn't sparkle on that free throw. He leaves it hanging off the rim. One of two for Leandre. 42-33, NC Central. 16-12 to play in the ballgame. Perkins works it down low to Rashawn Davis. Quick trigger and his layup halfway down and out. Frustrating day for Rashawn Davis. Hawks trying to take advantage. McIntosh in the right wing. Screen from Leandre straight away. Overhand pass to Thomas. Inside to Jones. Spin to his right. Off the glass. Didn't get the angle. It ricochets again off the iron. And Davis with the rebound. Central in transition. Catch and shoot Reggie Gardner. Right corner three. Just a touch straw. And Wiggins able to hold it in for the Eagles. And it's a fresh 30. For NC Central. Jordan Perkins on the right sideline, just pass to Reggie Gardner. Gardner, left elbow, stops the dribble, laterals back to Douglas. Now they find John Guerra, left to center for three, got it. John Guerra, open, wide open, he'll make that shot every day. Ties the largest lead of the game for NCCU, 45-33. Hawks down, 15-12 to play in the second half. Tyler Jones, right of center for the Shore, hands off to Cam Bacot. Bacot wheels in, drops it back for McIntosh, right corner. McIntosh, crossover dribble, takes to the rack himself, left hand, and pushes it to the left. Rebound for Douglas. Here comes Guerra, left baseline in transition. Just midair, lays it up and in. And the Eagles have blown it open. 47-33. Central on top, 5 minutes into the second half. Logan McIntosh trying to stop the bleeding for the Hawks. Here's Frost, right of center. Frost steps in against Guerra, and he's hand-checked. John Guerra had his hands on him, and the officials say you can't do that. Media timeout time, 14:32 to play in the second half. NC Central leads 47-33 on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hey, Hawk alumni, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming is almost here. Princess Anne comes alive on February the 23rd with the Maryland Eastern Shore Hall of Fame induction ceremony, welcoming Hawk athletic greats to the class of 2018. Afterwards, check out local favorites On the Edge in concert during the Hall of Fame Gala. The night kicks off at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at umestickets.com. University of Maryland Eastern Shore's homecoming, February 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets online at umestickets.com.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back in Bull City, 47-33. The Bulls in favor of North Carolina Central this afternoon at 14:32 to play in the second half. Hawks had it within 33-30. They had the first bucket of the second half since then. And all Central, 14-3 run. Tyler Jones takes the inbound for the Hawks, flicks it back to Cam Bacot. Bacot steps up, left baseline, jumper, bang. 18-footer for Cam Bacot. And a stoppage of play as somebody botched the inbound, but Central walks it up now. Perkins, joined by Rivas, Gardner, Guerra, and one other on the floor. There's a three in the left corner for Reggie Gardner. So Dominique Reed is also on the floor for Smokey Gray. Reggie Gardner from long range, 50-35, the largest lead of the contest at 15 points for the Eagles, under 14 to play. Frost on the left wing for the Shore. Ahmad Frost pitches it back for Bacot. Bacot from the tail feather of the Big Eagle logo, center court. Guarded by Reed, finds a seam, kicks it back for McIntosh, right wing three, skims the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds, Leandre Thomas couldn't control, and it's Central basketball. Hawks trying to stop the bleeding and make it respectable. Eastern Shore, the story of January was all the close losses, but their last two games after the win over Florida A&M, they've lost by an average of 24 points. 28 against Howard, 20 against Bethune-Cookman. Worked inside for Dominique Reed, and Leandre Thomas guards. The roof basically collapses on Reed as Leandre Thomas sort of clamped down on him like a hungry, hungry hippo. Reed at the free throw line. Native of Sicklerville, New Jersey, transferred from Niagara. And his first free throw up and good. Reed shoots right-handed, but he's ambidextrous. Means he can dribble with his left hand, dribble with his right hand, and even skills. Second free throw sits short. Tyler Jones snares the rebound, 51-35, Central up. 13 and change to play. Hawks in need of a comeback. McIntosh on the left wing for the Shore. Finds Jones straight away. He'll spot up from three and push it to the left. Climbing the ladder for it is Dom Reed. Here's Perkins sprinting in. Drops it back for Reed. Reed hand off to Perkins, who retreats behind the arc, and he'll set things up. Rivas. Now it's Gardner. Dribbles in. Adjusts midair. Flicks a pass down low for Dominique Reed. And Reed with a high percentage shot. Certainly high percentage. 53-35. NC Central up 12 and a half to play. Frost on the left wing for Eastern Shore. Back for McIntosh. Logan McIntosh surges in, and an illegal screen as they'll get Leandre Thomas for leaning out the shoulder. Colin Gaynor and Myron Thomas ready to check in. Leandre Thomas after his fourth foul, and Cam Baycoats out. For the Eagles, Larry McKnight Jr. in for John Guerra. Guerra's had a good game for NC Central, 11 points for the Cary native. Jordan Perkins. He'll saunter across the timeline, left to right. Colin Gaynor there to meet him. Perkins to the right sideline. Jordan Perkins flicks it out for Gardner. Gardner steps in. Before the shot, a travel or an offensive foul. Dominique Reed, illegal screen. So the team's trading a couple of turnovers. Coming up on another media timeout in about 5 seconds. Eastern Shore down 18. Still time to get back into it, but the Hawks need to start making shots now. They're only 3 of 13 in the second half. Frost finds Daylight left baseline. The Daylight closes fast. He kicks it out to McIntosh. Around the horn to Gaynor on the right wing. Gaynor chest pass to Frost. Right corner, nearly lost it. Back out to Gaynor. Pretend to shoot. Collins straight away. Flings it for McIntosh. Now it's fed down low. Myron Thomas left baseline. Reverse layup blocked by Rivas, but Rivas got hand for Myron Thomas. Mostly ball, but not all ball. So Myron Thomas will have two free throws when we come back. 53-35 NC Central, 11:38 to play on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, success for our student-athletes isn't just measured by wins and losses, points on the scoreboard, or individual stats. It's also measured by their performance in the classroom, in the community, and ultimately graduation. Our student-athletes aren't just playing to win a single game. They're playing to win at life. Because games end, but life keeps on going. The MEAC, educating student-athletes for the game of life.
Hawks fans, improving reliability with new technology and upgrades is only part of Delmarva Power's commitment to customers. They're also helping customers save money and energy with tips, tools, and programs that can help everyone reduce monthly bills. Just visit delmarva.com/everyone saves for more. That's delmarva.com/everyone saves. Delmarva Power, proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back at McDougal-McClendon Gym, 53-35, North Carolina Central on top, 11:38 to play in the second half. Will DeBoer with you on the Shore Sports Network. Maryland Eastern Shore in the middle of its final road trip of the season. They'll head to Greensboro after this, about an hour away, and take on North Carolina A&T on Monday night. 7:30 approximate tip time from Greensboro. Pre-game, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes before opening tip. Myron Thomas headed to the free throw line. Thomas, 3 of 5 from the stripe so far today. He's got 5 points and 7 rebounds. First free throw rattles around and in. Myron Montana Thomas. So nicknamed because when he was just starting in high school at Cleveland Central Catholic, he said his name and somebody misheard it and thought he said Montana. Yeah, sometimes that's how it works. Second free throw tickles the twine. Myron 2 of 2. He's got 7 and 7 now. 53-37. Hawks down not-so-sweet 16. NC Central basketball with 11 and a half to play. It's Jordan Perkins slowing things down for the Eagles. McKnight, handoff to Perkins. Perkins retreats towards the timeline. Colin Gaynor there to match him. Now it's Perkins, lobs it down low, left baseline, turnaround jumper from Rivas falls short. Offensive rebound by Reed, skips across the rim, and Armand Frost comes down with the basketball in transition. Frost calling out for some help. Armand Frost looking, whips it to Jones, right of center. Jones has it knocked in the air, McIntosh comes down with it. Now it's Myron Thomas, right baseline, turnaround 18-footer. Yes, Myron Thomas with back-to-back conversions. 53-39. North Carolina Central on top. Tax time, 10:40 to play. Jordan Perkins from the Eagles' beak for NC Central. Perkins, left wing, down low for Reed, who got behind the defense. Reed pump fake, misses everything on the layup, and Colin Gaynor gets the rebound. Sean Davis will come back in as Lavelle Moten, after that last miss from Reed, is like, Sean, get in there. Point blank. Logan McIntosh puts it down low for Jones. TJ left baseline, and they'll get a foul called against Dominique Reed. Reed sutured together with Tyler Jones. So Reed, after his third foul, takes a seat. Rashawn Davis back in. John Guerra also in for North Carolina Central. McIntosh whips it into Frost on the left wing. Now it's Myron Thomas. Free throw line. Stop and pop. In and out. Rashawn Davis snares it. Here comes Perkins gliding into the front court. Pickpocketed by Colin Gaynor. What defense from the Berlin native. And now a massive scrum in the middle of the court. In transition, they'll get Rashawn Davis on the foul. Big collision. Almost like a linebacker colliding with a running back. 16 fouls against NC Central. It was halfway through the second. Laquan Hardy's back in as Jordan Perkins gets a seat. Perkins, 8 assists today, but 6 turnovers. Ahmad Frost walks it right to left across the timeline. Starters on the floor for Maryland Eastern Shore. Tyler Jones hasn't picked up his third foul yet. We're halfway through the second half. Frost stops his dribble on the left wing, looking to fling it in for Thompson. He does, and Myron's fouled as he makes his move on the left baseline. Rivas with the push. Third foul on Rivas, 7th foul against North Carolina Central. So Myron Thomas heading back to the line. One and one for Myron Thomas. He's 5 of 7 from the line today. Hawks coming in as the worst free throw shooting team in the MEAC, but have had some success here and there. First shot from Myron. Lips out. And Rivas pulls down the board. Still 53 of 39. NC Central up. About 9.5 to play. Here is Harney. Pacing back in the backcourt. Hands it off to Rivas. Tough jumper over Myron Thomas. And he buries it. Rivas couldn't get around Myron. He couldn't get through him. He decided to go over him. 55 to 39. Eastern Shore down. They turn over middle of the lane. 2-on-1 for the Eagles. John Guerra, left baseline, challenges McIntosh and wins. Guerra with 13 points in the game. A season high for him, possibly a career high. Indeed, it is a career high for John Guerra with 13 points, 57 to 39. Eastern Shore trailing. McIntosh's teardrop too strong off the back iron, and Rivas with the board for Central. Here's Guerra again, right baseline. Ahmad Frost stands him up straight on defense, picks his pocket, but he steps out of bounds, and all that means NC Central will get to inbound from their own baseline. Baycoat and Hawks check back in for Maroon as Myron Thomas and Logan McIntosh take a seat. 8:38 to play in the second half, and Leandre Thomas will also check in.
Leandre Thomas in the lineup for Maryland Eastern Shore.
Tyler Jones takes a seat, so that's 3 starters who are now on the bench for Maryland Eastern Shore. 18 points down with 8:38 to play. I don't know if this is a sort of a white flag, but the Hawks certainly running out of time to do anything significant today. Raekwon Harney biding his time left wing. Now Rivas flicks it in for Davis. Rashawn Davis The leap to get the ball, the leap to the rack, lays it up and in. Davis was only shooting 3 of 8 in this game. Usually shoots 70%, but that's about as high a percentage of shy as you can find. It doesn't involve dunking the basketball. 59-39, a 20-point lead, the largest of the contest for NC Central with 8 to play. Colin Gaynor, right corner, catch and shoot 3. Got it. Colin Gaynor from long range, right in front of the Central band. 59-42. Eagles flying high, 7:52 remaining in the ballgame. We're coming up on another media timeout. Raquan Harney, the floor general for Central. To the right sideline, flings it to Guerra straight away. John Guerra fakes right, moves left instead, drops it back for Rivas. Around the horn to Harney with 9 to shoot. Straight away to McKnight. McKnight trying to get separation, dumps it off for Rivas. Right of center for 3, nothing but net. Long 3 for Pablo Rivas. He's got 15 in the ballgame. 62-42. Central on top, 7 and change remaining. Gaynor in the left corner. Back out for Frost. Frost on the left wing for the Shore. Dancing in, loses the basketball. On the floor, Guerra comes up with the steal. Here comes Rivas, gliding in the front court. McKnight, Hoggs went for the spin, missed it. McKnight misses the layup. Second chance too strong, and Leandre Thomas there to wrestle away the rebound. 2-on-2 for the Hawks. Frost and Hoggs in transition, and it's Frost who takes it to the rack himself. John Guerra with a blocking foul in the cylinder. Ahmad's got 2 free throws when we come back. 6:54 to play. NC Central leading 62-42 on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
I'm Jill Powell. Each day I'll bring you the latest from the floor of the Maryland General Assembly. I'll speak with the newsmakers and feature the sound that is shaping the future of Maryland. Be sure to catch the Maryland Capitol Report at any time at MarylandNewsNetwork.net.
Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics and Victory Sports have partnered to debut Battle at the Shore, an alumni basketball classic where Hawk alumni will hoop it up one more time. This inaugural event was created by alums Ted McIntosh, class of 2004, and basketball legend Bram Reynolds, class of 2000. Any alumni are encouraged to form teams and compete for the championship trophy. The event will take place in the William P. Heitch Athletic Center starting at noon on February 23rd. For more information, visit UMES at victorysportsnj.com and contact Ted for information about registration and sponsorship opportunities. All participants will receive a free gift and discounts on Hall of Fame tickets.
We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
The flagship station for Maryland Eastern Shore basketball is WTGM Salisbury, Delmarva's Fox Sports 960.
Back in Bull Durham, Eastern Shore trailing NC Central 62-42, 6:54 remaining in the second half. Some news from the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Massachusetts. They've just announced their Kurt Gowdy Media Award for the best broadcaster of the year. Congratulations to Doris Burke, trailblazer, the first woman to be a national sideline reporter on the NBA. First woman to call a New York Knicks game on television and radio. Former star at Providence College. As Ahmad Frost's first free throw, too strong for the Hawks. Beloved figure on NBA sidelines, Doris Burke, and now she's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Doris. Kurt Gowdy Media Award winner for 2018. Frost's second free throw tickles the twine. 1 of 2 for Ahmad Frost as he checks out. He was wincing after taking the tumble right before the break. Logan McIntosh comes back in. 62-43, Eastern Shore down, under 7 to play. This is Harney in the left corner of the front court. Hands it off to McKnight, gets some real estate, hands it off to Perkins. Now left sideline Harney. Raquan Harney centers up. Flicks it for Perkins on the right wing. Fakes left, moves right instead. Left-handed shot blocked by Sean Hoggs. Hoggs fooled once, closed fast on defense. Nice deep for the freshman. And Cam Bacot in transition has it tipped out of bounds. Last touch by NC Central. The partisan crowd in Durham saying that that one should have been going to the Eagles, but officials disagreeing. Cam Baycote bides his time, waiting for the pieces to set up. Baycote now sprints in, right elbow, drops it back for Hoggs. Hoggs centers in, kicks it out to McIntosh. Left wing three, got it. Logan McIntosh on some fine ball movement. First tray of the game for Lowe, 62-46. Central up, six to go. Harney splits a couple of defenders. He's just in the front court for the Eagles. Harney, the Winston-Salem-born senior, transfer from Lewisburg College. Met by Sean Hoggs. There, Fred and Ginger on the right wing. Skips a pass to Perkins. Now it's Rivas around the horn. Back to Harney with five to shoot. McKnight, overhead pass to Perkins. Perkins with one, drives in. Did he get it off? Yes, he did. And a foul. A two-shot foul as Perkins' shot a bit too strong off the iron, but they'll ding Colin Gaynor for the hold on the way up. Second foul against Gaynor. Five team fouls and a half for Maryland Eastern Shore. Still one more to give. And Perkins to the line. Jordan Perkins from Greensboro Day School, part of an all-freshman backcourt for Lavelle Moton. Doesn't happen often for Moton, as he's usually sort of bargain bin baron, finding everybody from the JUCO and former D1 transfers. First free throw's up and good. Perkins certainly making a bid for the All-MEAC rookie team. Myron Thomas probably going to be on that team as well. Reggie Gardner's making a bid for it. Second free throw by Perkins, nothing but net. 64-46 Central, 5:34 remaining in the contest. Frost lets it roll over the timeline and now picks it up. McIntosh straight away. Low, circling in, spins to his left, and he's blocked. Defense closing fast for NC Central. Two of them there. Perkins weaving his way through maroon defenders. Just past to Harney on the left sideline, and Central will slow it down. Harney cuts across the Eagle logo, met by Hoggs every step of the way. And a kick is Sean Hoggs got his foot in there. Eagles inbound, clock resets 20. North Carolina Central, 5 minutes away from halting a two-game skid, perhaps getting back on track and some momentum coming to their next nationally televised game against Howard 2 days from now. Rivas right channel with 10 to shoot. Now it's Harney as Hoggs nearly tries to kick it again. Now 7 to shoot. Perkins fakes left, dribbles right. Teardrop floater falling towards the basket. Skips off the iron, and Leandre Thomas there to snare it. Under 5 to play. Hawks down 18. And they got to start making some threes awfully fast. McIntosh has it right channel for the Shore. Screen set by Leandre Thomas. Low centers up. Dancing around. Step back 20-footer. Too strong. Rebound for Perkins. And now it's Raekwon Harney who will just saunter it across the timeline. Time squarely in the Eagle corner. Harney trying to shake Hoggs. And he'll let it run to 10 before making his move. Harney steps in around Leandre Thomas. Missed the layup. Davis there for the putback dunk. Your de facto assist off the backboard to Rashawn Davis, 66-46. And Ahmad Frost with an answer on the left wing. Catch and shoot three, 66-49. Hawks down, under four to play. We're coming up on our last media timeout. Harney splits a couple of defenders for the Eagles. Now it's Perkins. He'll just hold the ball at his hip. Harney skipping around McIntosh, takes a screen to the rack, left side, counted in the foul. Jordan Perkins going after Leandre Thomas. He's got a chance for three the old-fashioned way when we return. Number five on Leandre Thomas, two. 3:37 to play from Durham. NC Central leading 68-49 on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hawks fans, for over a century, Delmarva Power has provided safe, reliable energy to customers throughout the region. That's a powerful connection you can count on from here at the Shore to throughout Maryland and Delaware. To learn more, visit delmarva.com or call 1-800-375-7117. Delmarva Power, proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Pivot Physical Therapy is the leading provider of physical therapy and sports medicine services in the Mid-Atlantic region, with over 270 clinic locations and providing sports medicine services to over 120 youth, scholastic, collegiate, and professional programs. Pivot Physical Therapy is in your backyard, with locations in Salisbury, Berlin, Cambridge, Easton, and Seaford. Pivot Physical Therapy and Pivot Sports Medicine is a proud partner of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, providing athletic training and physical therapy care to your Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Final stretch from Durham, 68-49, NC Central on top, 3:37 to play. And for Maryland Eastern Shore, they've gone to the deep bench. Montrez Oliver is in, the freshman from right at home in Princess Anne. Najee Fitzgerald's back in. Free throw coming for Jordan Perkins. Has a chance to pick up the and one. Perkins flirting with another triple-double. He's got 8 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. And his free throw makes it 9 points. Princess Anne last month, Perkins went for 9, 6, and 9 against the Hawks. He's approaching those numbers again today. 20-point lead for the Eagles, 69-49. Central up, 3.5 to play. Baycote with the wheels in motion. Chest pass to Oliver on the left wing. Flicks it in for Frost. Jones, rather. Now it's out to Frost. Right wing, catch and shoot three. Lips out. Davis elevates for the rebound. Perfectly timed rebound by Rashawn Davis. He's got one more year left in the MEAC, folks. Be afraid. Harney puts it in cruise control from the middle of the logo for the Eagles. Chest pass. Now it's back to Harney. Works it to Gardner. Around the horn to Perkins. Back at the Harney. Left elbow. Kicks out to Rivas. Three ball from straight away. Lips out. Oliver's there to collect the board. Frost jogging over the timeline for the Shore. Now it's Oliver, works it to Baycote on the left wing. Baycote to Frost. Frost fakes in, now skips it to Jones, left elbow. Spots up, too strong over Davis. Rebound for Gardner. For Maryland Eastern Shore, such a thin bench this year and so many young guys, it could just be that it's the end of the season and they're just running out of gas. One upperclassman who gets regular playing time for the Hawks and Logan McIntosh. Everybody else, either freshmen or sophomores. Tyler Jones playing in a full season for the second straight year. He's really the only sophomore who's done that for the Shore, as this one left short by Davis, and Baycote is able to glide over the timeline for the Shore. 2 minutes to go.
2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes.
Frost on the right sideline, fakes in, lobs it for Baycote left of center, whip around into Fitzgerald, it's deflected, intercepted by Rivas, and a jump ball is called. Arrow going to the Eagles. Deep subs coming in for the Eagles. Mariu McAllister, the senior guard from Durham. Dominique Reed's back in. And then C.J. Wiggins, the junior guard from Richmond, Virginia, coming in for the Eagles. 1:50 to play. 20-point cushion. But Ahmad Frost had a full year's layoff. Year and a half, really. Everybody else is a freshman. Not exactly used to this workload. Michael Odiana is into the game now for Eastern Shore as Reggie Gardner pulls up from right wing for three and buries. Gardner with 11. 72-49. A 23-point deficit, the largest of the game for the Hawks. 1:18 remaining. Cam Baycote has it for the Shore. Dribbles to the left wing. Baycote zips it for Oliver. Trez accelerates in. Teardrop floater misses everything. Fitzgerald the rebound. Kicks it out to Baycote. His left wing three halfway down and out. Ricochets to Reed. 1 minute to play. Hawks needing a 20-point basket to get back in here. And now Reggie Gardner from straight away for three. Buries another one. 75-49. And he gets to ride off into the sunset after the big make. They'll put Alex Mills in the game, senior guard from Lawrence, South Carolina. Hawks will fall to 6-22 on the season, 2-11 in MEAC play. And it will be automatically the most losses for the Hawks under Bobby Collins in MEAC competition in his 4 years. They were 11-5 the first year, 6-10 the next, 9-7 last year. Shot misses strong and a rebound for McAllister. It's up to Reed, working it down low. Alex Mills, the layup in. Mills getting the nice ovation, the little used walk on. 77-49, NC Central on top. Shot clock is off. Cam Baco trying to get instructions from Bobby Collins. We'll see if the Hawks can at least break 50. 10 to shoot. Baco sort of just standing there, chatting with Najee Fitzgerald, and appears they'll just walk it off, and that's all she wrote. 77-49. North Carolina Central gets off the schneid, and for Eastern Shore, they'll have to wait at least one more year to finally solve the puzzle of the poetry in Moton. We'll see if Bobby Collins comes over for a chat. No. And he's looking over here. I don't know if he sees. He does not. All right, so no post-game chat with Bobby Collins, and we'll head into the break, come back, wrap things up, final stats, and set you up for Monday night at North Carolina A&T. Again, your final score, North Carolina Central 77 and Maryland Eastern Shore 49 on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village. 410-621-5040.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
We welcome you inside the Hawk postgame show. Courtside here at McDougal-McClendon Gymnasium, where it was a successful senior day for the home side. North Carolina Central with a 77-49 win over Maryland Eastern Shore this afternoon. Will DeBoer with you on the Shore Sports Network. We'll get right into the final stats here, a quick post-game show. Eastern Shore finishing shooting 17-54 from the floor. That's 32%. 6-15 from long range. 9-14 from the free throw line. NC Central, meanwhile, 31-62 from the floor. That's 50% on the dot. They shot 6-9 from 3 in the second half, 6-17 in the game. Also 9-14 from the charity stripe. Leading scorer for the Hawks was Ahmad Frost. Frost finishing with a game-high 18 points for the Shore. Shot 7-12, 3-4 from distance. Byron Thomas with 9 points and 7 rebounds. 7 points for Logan McIntosh. 5 for Cam Baycote. 4 for Tyler Jones. 3 for LeAndre Thomas and Colin Gaynor. And then Montrezl Oliver, Najee Fitzgerald, Sean Hoggs, and Michael Odiana scoreless. NC Central with a balanced scoring attack. Their leading scorer got it in the final minute, Reggie Gardner Jr. 14 points for Gardner. 5 of 10 shooting. 3 of 7 from deep. John Guerra with 13 points. 5 of 7 shooting the ball. Guerra with a career high 13 points. Check that. Leading scorer for Central was actually Pablo Rivas. Didn't see on the bench there. He had 15 points, which led the way for the Eagles. 7-13 shooting. Just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds. Those are the big three scorers for the Eagles. Other ones, 9 each for Rashawn Davis and Jordan Perkins. 5 for Zachary Douglas. 8 off the bench for Dominic Reed. A deuce each for Larry McKnight and Alex Mills. And then C.J. Wiggins, Raquan Harney, Mario McAllister were all scoreless. Rebounding, all Eagles, 43-31 for NC Central. 12-9 on the offensive end. Assists, 19-8 in favor of Central. Turnovers, 14 for the Hawks, 11 of them for the Eagles. Blocks, 5-1 for NC Central. And steals, 7-4 for the home side. Points in the paint. That was where the Eagles were able to wear down Maryland Eastern Shore. 42-14 in the lane, NC Central. Points off turnovers, Eagles 16-11. Second chance points 20-3 for Central. Fast break points 14-2 for Central. Bench points 27-8 Central. No ties, no lead changes. NC Central led wire to wire for over 39 minutes in this game. Their largest lead was 28, and that's what they finished at. A 77-49 loss for Maryland Eastern Shore. Their second straight 28-point loss. As for Central, a word of congratulations to Lavelle Moten, his 165th win in Durham. And now his ninth season, he is now third all-time on the NC Central all-time leaderboard. The Eagles improved to 13-13 overall. They are now 7-5 in the MEAC. Hawks fall to 6-22, 2-11 in conference. Take a look at the full MEAC scoreboard. 4 minutes ago from Coppin State, the Eagles down 75-65 against Bethune-Cookman as the Wildcats look to keep pace. It was not Dell's day. Dell State falling 66-63 at home to Florida A&M. Hornets now 0-12 in conference. And 5 minutes to go from North Carolina A&T. Aggies up 67-53 over Howard. Howard will come here on Monday night. We'll go to Greensboro. Later on tonight, South Carolina State at Hampton, Savannah State at Norfolk State. Well, that'll do it for another exciting afternoon of Maryland Eastern Shore basketball, our doubleheader on the network. Women winning earlier today, 80-69. The men falling, 77-49. Steve Clendenin, our producer, as always, we thank him for his work. Our next broadcast on this network will be Monday night, approximately 5:30. We'll be underway from Greensboro as the Hawks and Hawk women take on North Carolina A&T State. Tip against the Lady Aggies at 5:30 with a pregame show at 5:20 on SFM. And the full Shore Sports Network will carry the men's game at approximately 7:30 with about a 7:15 pregame show, give or take, depending on when the women's game finishes up. Until then, on behalf of all of us here from the McDougald McClendon Gymnasium, this is Will DeBoer saying so long and a pleasant good evening to you from Bull Durham. Your final score once again, the North Carolina Central Eagles 77, the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks 49. This has been Hawk Basketball on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
This has been a presentation of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.